Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The next step for the campaign of Hillary Clinton is to name a vice presidential candidate, but it's a much bigger mission to project something new, a fresher face, to try and appeal to voters who are suspicious of her. The VP pick, which is likely to be Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, is part of that mission. The names Cory Booker of New Jersey and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts have also been in the mix, among others. Angela Rye, Democratic strategist and principal and CEO of Impact Strategies, says the Hillary task right now is to get past all the accusations from Republicans in Cleveland and remind people why she has had her eye on the White House since the 1990s.
The mission is to ensure that she is reaching out to a larger cross-section of voters. So there are pockets where she continues to struggle. That would be with white males. That would be with progressives. Some instances, it's still millennials or younger voters. And to just shore up the broader, what they call the big tent within the Democratic Party, which is also black and brown voters and could be women. So she has a lot of different buckets to ensure that she's filling to win in the general. And so her vice presidential pick needs to help her make up for some of the gaps that she currently has.
Coming off the Republican convention, are there any signs of erosion, any sort of suspicions that the Republicans went after some voters that are in those buckets that you talked about?
Well, and I think went after is a bit of an overstatement. I was watching the acceptance speech, which was the longest in four decades, last night that Donald Trump gave. And it's been interesting to hear commentary about him reaching out to black voters with his speech and reaching out to Latino voters with his speech, because for me, that's definitely not how I heard it. I heard Donald Trump's speeches being more of the same, talking from the same set of talking points he's used for most of this cycle. And what he talked about is, you know, still talking about Hillary Clinton wanting to abolish the Second Amendment, which isn't true. He talked about, when it came to black voters, he used the term them and inner cities and talked about crime rates and joblessness. Some of those statistics were horribly off base. When he talked about reaching out to Latino voters, he talked about an illegal immigration problem, not necessarily those brown people or black people or Asians, for that matter, or other folks in the European countries. He talked about refugees being terrorists. And when you think about all of those things, the ways in which people are described, I don't see that as reaching out or tapping into those buckets at all. Actually, it's quite the opposite.
So what do you think Kaine gives Hillary Clinton in this need to bolster the white male vote mission?
Well, we know that Senator Kaine now is a former governor of Virginia, also used to be the head of the DNC, and was responsible for, after Howard Dean left, implementing a 50-state strategy to ensure that the Big Tent Party remained exactly that. Tim Kaine is actually, very surprisingly, somebody who could be strong for her in reaching out to Latino voters, a fluent Spanish speaker, and has consistently relied on that skill in rallying for Hillary at the different campaign events that they've scheduled. He is a white male, so he certainly could help with voter outreach in that regard. But Tim Kaine leans a little more progressive. And so for a battleground like Virginia, he would be a good pick for her because he also shores up Virginia voters and not necessarily just helping her with white voters, although he certainly would as well.
What can this campaign do to fight what's been called Clinton fatigue, in the sense that the Trump seems so fresh and is bringing in so many new voters to the Republican Party, according to the GOP? Hillary Clinton is certainly someone who could be called, you know, part of the Democratic establishment, if not the same old, as was referred to last night by Reince Priebus of the RNC. What does the campaign need to do in bringing a face to this candidacy that equals that freshness?
I think that's exactly the point. Hillary Clinton has quite a gamble to make. She can go with someone who is an established leader in this country, someone like Tom Vilsack or Tim Kaine, who has a proven track record of being a part of the party and also, frankly, being a part of the party establishment. We know with Secretary Vilsack. He is the longest serving cabinet member in the Obama administration. And he's also been a longtime Hillary supporter. He immediately supported Hillary when he got out of the race. So I think that you have this quite a balance. And that is either get someone who's, you know, tried and tested, maybe with national security experience and that kind of thing, or she can go with someone who is a fresher face, who is a new voice, who is someone who's compelling to, again, that progressive wing of the party, to younger voters who they don't see as, like you said, more of the same or same old, same old. That is quite a distinction. It is at two polar opposite ends of the spectrum. And that's a decision that frankly, she has to make. There was a lot of talk initially about Senator Cory Booker and Senator Elizabeth Warren. And that talk, quite frankly, has died down recently, especially as it relates to Elizabeth Warren. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with the folks who are on the fence that were Bernie supporters that still feel like they need to hear from a progressive and a newer voice in the Clinton campaign.
Angela Rye, Democratic strategist and principal and CEO of Impact Strategies. Angela, thanks so much.
Thank you.